The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning. Good morning, Reading. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. Wow! Well, we didn't get hit by any flying debris from space last night, so welcome to our show today. We have all sorts of stuff going on here. I want to make a few announcements, and then we have a guest in from out of town who has a new approach to health insurance that I think you might want to hear, so make sure you don't go anywhere. In fact, you might even want to get a little pencil, piece of paper, take some notes. So before we start, I have a couple of giveaways and I want to make some announcements. So first, if you don't know already, we have two big events coming. One is tonight and one is next Saturday. So two big events, two Saturdays in a row. One is the Shasta Service Guild is putting on a concert and a picnic tonight, and it's from 5 to 8 p.m., and it's out at the Shasta Middle Creek Amphitheater, which that's going out west to Old Shasta. You take a right on Middle Creek Road, and it's $10, and there's a free picnic for the first 100 people walking through the door. So now we have a couple of free tickets here. So if you're interested in tickets, ring over here, and you can have free tickets. We won't put you on the air. Just talk to Nate, and he will tell you where to pick them up, which just means right out here at the front desk today. And then also we have, save the date here, Saturday, October 1st, the Shasta College Farm. So they have something, I think this is the second year, they have something called Harvest Fest. And that is a promotion of the Shasta College Agriculture Department. And, it's quite an event. I didn't go last year. I'm definitely going this year. And so they're celebrating their 60th year in the agriculture program. And so the phone number for the college event is 242-7562. And I'm going to give that to you again, 242-7562. 60. Did I say 62? Okay, I'm saying it again. 242-7560. And what they have out there for $30 in advance, so if you need to get your tickets now, or $35 at the door, they have quite a dinner that they're putting on. They're having a beer and wine tasting. You get to try all sorts of local foods, and they're having live and silent auctions. They're having a farm tour, and I understand last year the farm tour was amazing because they're going around to all these different projects that to you might just look like some little pond with rotting water in it, but to them it's actually a very special test area for something marvelous. And so the students will take you on an agricultural tour of their projects. And so that's quite touching. And also something that the community, it's easy to get behind this because we always want there to be more and stronger agriculture. So that is Saturday, October 1st at the Shasta College Farm. And it's inside in one of the hangars. So if it's even kind of lousy weather, it'll be a nice time. So consider that. And yes, my sister's band is playing at that event. That is Mule Town. And they are also playing tonight out at Old Shasta. So to get on with our show here today, I want to introduce Michelle Austin, and welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you here. And I want to start with the fact that Doug Craig, who's on tomorrow, Dr. Doug Craig, Reading psychologist, he notified me and said, Trudy, I think you might want to have Michelle on your show. She's coming into town. And he mentioned, you know, there were sort of family connections and that you had information and ideas and approaches to some of our common problems. And in this case, rising health care premiums for insurance, that you had some solutions that might be interesting. And so I was very fascinated. And so I want to welcome you to the show, and I read a large packet of information that you gave me, and I want to start with the fact that you've been in the insurance business for a whole lot of years.
Yes.
But you weren't just selling insurance; you were thinking about insurance and processing why. You know, you're a thinking person and a solution finder, and I just really like that. And so, and you are now selling insurance, but a different type of insurance. Is that true?
Well, what we're doing is we are promoting the new concept. We're kind of the headquarters, and what we're doing is getting the word out so that agents can sell this product all over the country except for four states.
Okay, and so right now, an insurance agent selling traditional, conventional, whatever we call insurance, they can just start selling this insurance.
Correct.
Also. Fascinating.
Correct.
Okay, so let's start with how this all came down for you. I mean, you were selling insurance in Florida?
In Florida, back in the late 1980s and early 1990s is when I started.
Okay.
And everything was good.
Why was it good?
Insurance didn't cost much.
Okay.
And insurance was comprehensive. The coverage was good. If you had a medical issue, your insurance policy paid your claim after your deductible, and it didn't cost you a lot, and everybody was living happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is really what chunk of time? Like, you said it ended in about 85, but how long before that?
Well, insurance had been a good product forever until 1985. Insurance...
Okay.
Just wasn't really an issue until 1985. It was just kind of there. People had it when they needed it, and it wasn't a problem. It wasn't an issue.
Okay. And then, so a family deductible would probably be what? I mean,
it depends on what year you're talking about.
Okay.
But in 1975, a family deductible might be $50.
Okay. Okay.
But minimum wage at that time was $2 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So $50
was still big.
A big deductible.
Okay. And when people hadn't met their deductible, at that time the mindset was that they just pretty much thought nothing of going to pay for their health care until they met their deductible.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And because people did not want to pay for health care, they stayed away from doctors and hospitals unless something really serious was going on or unless there was routine maternity or something.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't run to the doctor unless there was really a reason to go to the doctor.
Okay. And I think a lot of us in this room, that's how we were raised.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So then a little shift happened in there. And so what happened in the insurance industry?
Well, it was actually a pretty big shift.
Okay.
In the early 1980s, the insurance industry started experiencing what they call shock loss claims from a lot of new cancer cases that were being diagnosed. And what was happening is because people wouldn't go to the doctor for preventive medicine because it cost them $50 to go or whatever the price was at the time, people were waiting until there was a serious issue. There were really serious symptoms going on, and then they went to the doctor finally.
And then it would cost the insurance company a lot.
By the time they went, there were big problems going on, so the insurance companies were suddenly paying big, big claims to treat cancer because all of a sudden there was a proliferation of cancer all over the country. So that's when the dynamic changed in insurance companies. That was the beginning of what we've got now, which is the biggest disaster ever. What happened is insurance companies were trying to devise a way to eliminate shock loss claims. And meanwhile, the medical community was up in arms because of the new diagnoses of cancer cases too, and they were wanting people to get preventive medicine, but they wouldn't do it because they didn't want to pay out-of-pocket expense to do it. So they kind of got their heads together and decided that it would be a good idea to institute something within an insurance contract which would give people an incentive to go to the doctor at least to get some preventive medicine. So over a period of about maybe 5 years, insurance companies came up with this brilliant idea that they would allow people to go to doctors for just a $2 copay. And they introduced the first HMO plans in the mid-1980s. And at first, this worked very well because people were now going to the doctor because they would only have to pay $2 out of their pocket or $5. And so people were seeing doctors more often, and they were catching cancer cases earlier in the progression and getting treatment, and so it wasn't costing insurance companies as much in shock loss claims.
Okay.
So that was the beginning of the situation.
And where did it go from there?
Well, what happened at that point is people began to realize that they could now see a doctor for $2 or $5 and that they didn't have to pay out of their pockets. So the mentality started to take a swing in the other direction. Instead of refusing to go to a doctor ever, now people were thinking, I can go to the doctor. So when the baby had a diaper rash, and I remember my friends doing this back in the mid-1980s, when the baby had a diaper rash, instead of buying a tube of Desitin at the pharmacy like they used to do, now they were running to the doctor to have the doctor look at the baby's diaper rash and getting a prescription diaper rash cream. So what happened is people started to overutilize medical care because now it didn't cost them anything to do it.
Mm-hmm. And we see the shift that's happened. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Michelle Austin right after this. You've been listening to Positively Healthy.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy, and we're talking about a shift in insurance right now with Michelle Austin, and she's in from Florida.
Correct.
Okay, welcome back. Well,
thank you.
We're talking about this history, the history of insurance as we remember it. You're an expert in this, and we're talking about, we went from the old days of people reaching their family deductible, not rushing to the doctor for every little thing, and then in about mid-1985, enter the HMO and this idea, trying to get people looked at a little more, make sure they don't have advanced cancer that's going to cost an insurance company a lot of money, just to get people to look at, to be looked at a little more closely. We started the $2 or $5 copay, and it just made a shift in the way we think about health in America today, all these years later. I mean, we just have the tiniest little something, and we're running to the doctor.
Correct.
And we just used to not do that. Like you said, we would run to the store, grab some product, some over-the-counter solution, and we would take care of our families and our children. And today we're at the doctor for something maybe even more minor than that. So
that's correct.
Yeah, so now we're at this shift where people are now just lining up at the doctor's office. Okay.
Well, what happened after that is you started to see overutilization of medical care.
Okay.
And with that, you started to see medical care practitioners realize that they had a little bit of a gold mine. going on. So back prior to HMOs, if you were really sick and you needed a prescription, you might go to your doctor once a year to see him to get the prescription refilled just to make sure everything was okay. What happened is doctors started to realize that now you were going to come and see them because it didn't cost you hardly anything to do that. So maybe they should have you come and see them more often, and especially because if they didn't, excuse me, maybe you were going to sue them for malpractice if something wasn't just right.
Hmm.
So under the guise of protecting themselves from medical malpractice, they started requiring a lot more medical care. You were going to come in now twice a year just to make sure everything was okay, and they were going to run a few extra tests just to make sure everything was okay. And this began evolving into a money-making industry, a serious money-making industry for the medical community. Prior to this time, there wasn't a lot of profit in, say, hospitals. Maybe they made a 10% profit. They were non-profit. They weren't in business to make a lot of money. Things changed dramatically when people no longer had to pay for their own health care, and these industries turned into really serious money-making machines. We started to see a very dramatic difference in the health insurance world in the cost of services. And a lot of people might remember this. Hospitals used to itemize bills, and you'd get pages and pages and pages of a hospital bill. And nobody ever bothered to look at them because it wasn't really relevant. But what started happening when prices started going up is you would look at a hospital bill, and now you would see that they were charging you $2 for a Tylenol, one Tylenol. They were charging you $10 for a box of tissue. They were sending you home from the hospital after routine maternity with a case of formula, even if you planned to breastfeed the baby, which cost you $125. There were a lot of things changing in the medical care industry because it became a money-making mentality rather than a get-you-well type of mentality. So there was a shift that I started to see as an insurance agent in claims really taking off, but in a different manner. We weren't seeing as many shock loss claims for cancer, but we were seeing a lot of really strange things start to happen in the medical care community as far as services provided and the cost of those services.
And then what was the attitude of the patient at that time? Did they seem to be shocked by those charges?
Not at all.
As long as
it wasn't
costing them anything.
It didn't cost them anything at all, so it wasn't shocking. At the time, insurance plans had evolved to, if you went to the emergency room, you might have a $50 copay, and then the rest of it was covered by your health plan. So what started happening is, your child would have a little bit of a fever in the middle of the night, and instead of waiting till morning to take the child to the doctor, people were running to the emergency room at 11 o'clock at night to find out that their child had the flu or whatever it was. But rather than incurring a, say, $30 doctor visit cost for insurance, by waiting the next day, they might be incurring a $1,000 cost to get a flu diagnosis at 11 o'clock at night because it didn't cost the insured person any money out of pocket.
Now, what do you think this did? I know this isn't part of what your area of expertise, but I'm interested. What do you think this did to the consciousness of the people? I mean, you didn't really need to have any parenting skills, or you didn't need to call your neighbor or your mother or your, I mean, you kind of got off the hook for even being remotely
responsible.
Responsible
you
or knowledgeable.
You did. One thing that I noticed that really changed dramatically is all of the responsibility was transferred to the physician. And not only did that happen, but people developed this mentality where the doctor is God. Whatever he says is what goes, and I don't dare do anything that he says I shouldn't, and I better do everything he says I should, because that's just the way it is. The doctor knows everything, and I don't. And I think that mentality was kind of promoted by the medical care community. You don't really know anything about this. We do. You could get really, really sick, so you better call us if there's any problem, because it's not going to cost you anything if you do, so don't worry about that. Just call us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot changed as far as the personal responsibility for not just your child but for yourself. I don't need to care about my health because I just need to go to the doctor, and no matter what happens to me, it's not going to cost me anything to take care of it. So
we've transferred responsibility.
Exactly.
So what did insurance companies think about this? I mean, now we've got all these people using their insurance constantly. So
premiums started to go up really dramatically.
Okay.
In the mid-1980s to early 1990s. And what we were seeing is I had done accounting for 12 years before I got involved in insurance, and I was in the human resources aspect of it, and what I always saw was that the employer was paying about 4 hours pay per month to insure an employee for health insurance. The employer paid the employee's whole premium, and it cost him about 4 hours a month.
Okay, why don't you just to say it again, because in case somebody missed that, that's just profound, because where we're headed is so
it's just
stressful.
Yes,
four hours of work.
Per month.
Per month.
1975, minimum wage was $2, but the average skilled wage was about $4 an hour, maybe $4.25 if you were in a union. Health insurance premiums at that time were $15 a month. So the employer paid about 4 hours a month to cover you for insurance.
Yeah.
And
that's completely reasonable.
It is. It absolutely is. In 1985, before HMOs changed this situation, skilled labor might be getting $12 an hour. And insurance premiums were about $50 a month,
okay.
Between $45 and $50 a month. So insurance inflation was keeping up with everyday inflation.
Okay.
Employers were paying about $4 a month. What happened when medical inflation started occurring in the late 1980s was the amount of money that employers were having to pay per month was changing also. In 1990, the amount that employers were having to pay per month for employees changed to about 8 hours from four. The price of health insurance jumped from 1985 to the early 1990s from about $45 to $50 a month up to about $120 for an individual. And regular inflation didn't do any such thing at that time. We were averaging 2, 3, 4% inflation. So
in the 90s is when it really started to just pivot out of control?
Early 1990s, yes. We were seeing really strange increases in insurance, and people were starting to panic. In probably 1992 or 1993, the cost of family health insurance jumped from about $120 a month in the mid-1980s to about $400 a month. And I remember, as an insurance agent at the time, handing out renewal notices to employers and having them just about suffer heart attacks in their seats.
Yeah.
Because they could not believe the amount that they were being billed for insurance increases.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. This is so fascinating. I love it. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and you're listening to Positively Healthy, and we're learning the ins and the outs of insurance. We'll be right back.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
people think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Learn acting and voice training from experienced performing arts professionals. Westside Performing Arts Company kicks off its fifth year of educational classes for all ages. 10-week training courses begin in October, so don't miss out on this chance to learn from the pros. Classes in beginning and advanced acting and beginning voice are geared for ages 7 to adult, with some courses offered specifically for homeschool students. Call 515-7151, that's 515-7151, or visit westsideperformingarts.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling.
We're back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy, and we're talking to Michelle Austin, and she's in from Jacksonville, Florida today, and she'll be also on Dr. Doug Craig's show tomorrow. So you can call in and ask her questions. The number is 605-4567, and we're talking about kind of a history of insurance, where we've gone, why premiums have gone through the roof, why it's just not working, and there are many reasons and many more to come. So welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, we're at this place. During the break, we were talking about another 100 things we want to make sure we cover here before 11. But I want to, we've mentioned that back in the day, the average worker would work 4 hours of their month for their health insurance.
Correct.
And now where are we today? I know we're getting there, but I just...
We're at 40.
We're at 40?
For an individual.
Okay.
We're at 40 for an individual, yes.
And that just... makes people have less money to spend, makes us a poorer country.
Well, okay. That means an employer has to pay 20% more for to insure, 25% more to insure an employee after they give them their pay. You know, you pay somebody $10,000 a month, you're going to pay another $2,500 a month to cover that employee for health insurance, if you're talking about a family.
Right.
And I'm just using $10,000 because it's really easy for me to calculate that number.
Works for me.
$1,000 is $250, but that's way too low anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so we have this. I just kind of want to recap. We have the beginning of the HMO, and then we move to the PPO. So kind of take us through this. This is our history. It's the history of what hasn't worked.
Correct. What happened with HMOs is people got very unhappy with them after a point. And it wasn't consumers, it was the medical care community. And the reason they did is because insurance companies had created this program where doctors and hospitals participated in networks. Now, if you were going to belong to a health insurance plan, as a doctor, you had to agree to reduced fees. And if you were going to get a whole lot of patients in your office, then you needed to agree to this, because if you didn't, all the patients were going to go to somebody who did agree to the reduced fees. What happened with HMOs is doctors were paid based on what's called a capitation system. And what that means is they were given a fixed fee per month for every person who was assigned to them as a primary care physician. So if they had 1,000 people who were assigned to their practice, those people had selected the doctor as their primary care physician, then the insurance company might pay that doctor $50 per month per person who was assigned to them. And that was payment in full for the services. the insured might have to pay a little teeny copay when they came to see the doctor, but that was all there was as far as money was concerned. When HMOs were first introduced, doctors thought this was a fabulous idea because if they had 1,000 people referred to them, they would get a consistent amount of income coming in every month to cover their overhead. So they thought this was a lovely idea, but what they didn't anticipate was that everybody who was assigned to them would show up in the office every month because now they could do it for no money. So doctor's offices ended up being inundated with patients, and they had to hire new staff, and they had to hire people to accommodate all of these people, and it turned out that they were losing money. So doctors, after a couple of years of this scenario, said, we're not doing that anymore. We're done. And insurance companies had to rethink this scenario because they liked the idea that people were going for preventive care, because it did dramatically decrease shock loss claims for cancer. But people, doctors were refusing to participate, and if doctors wouldn't participate in networks, then people would not enroll in these plans. So insurance companies revised the payment schedule so that doctors got paid on a fee-for-service basis rather than on a capitation schedule. And for a while, everybody was happy with that again. The insurance policies changed a little bit where now you couldn't go to the doctor for just your $5 copay. Now, if you were going to have additional services, you might have to pay another copay. If you were going to have...
So for the patient, the copay is now going up?
It's going up a little bit.
Okay.
You might have 2 copays at a doctor's office or 3 copays at the same visit.
Okay, now did this decrease utilization? Were people going to the doctor less?
A little teeny bit.
Or is this about the time that we started having direct-to-consumer advertising of drugs?
This was a little bit before that.
A little bit before that.
A little bit before that. It did deter people a little bit. They weren't having as many services as they were previously, but doctors didn't like the fact that services were decreasing, so they would order services regardless. And remember now, we have the doctor is God mentality. So if the doctor orders it, I'm not going to question it. You know, I'm going to do what he tells me to do. So if he says I need 6 tests during this visit, I'm going to have them. So what was happening is doctors were now making a lot more money because they were getting paid for each visit and they were billing for each itemized service on that visit. Used to bill only one charge for a visit, maybe $50 for a doctor visit, regardless of what went on during that visit. Now they were billing $50 for the office visit, $25 for an immunization, $47 for drawing blood, whatever. There were all kinds of itemizations going on, and doctors realized that they could make a lot of money doing this. So we started to see, again, happy doctors, happy insureds, because they were still paying little bits of money for these services, even though they were having to pay,
more
per service. Yeah,
okay.
But everybody was happy at that time.
But premiums, I mean, people were still going to the doctor too much, right?
People were going to the doctor too much, and premiums had to go up. What really started changing is insurance companies were realizing that claims were getting too high, so they started coming up with creative ideas to bring them back down again. Bigger deductibles, bigger copays, and it kind of kept pace with itself for a while, where medical inflation was maybe 15% instead of 2 and 3 and 4, but it wasn't a horrific crisis like
it is today.
Medical inflation?
Mm-hmm.
It can't even be calculated. Sometimes it's 100%.
Okay.
It just depends. There are so many factors that contribute to that, and that's another long story. So
that's not the
best route to go right now.
Okay. Right. We have so many things to cover.
I know, okay. We do.
Okay, talk fast.
Yes. It's getting faster and faster,
I know.
Right?
Well, actually, we need to take a quick break here.
Oh, okay.
So we can see the snowballing that's happening here. It's starting to just run out of control. And then, so at what year do we start having on the television, ask your doctor for this drug?
The late 1990s.
Late
1997, 1998.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about that. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We'll be right back.
Hi. Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Learn acting and voice training from experienced performing arts professionals. Westside Performing Arts Company kicks off its fifth year of educational classes for all ages. 10-week training courses begin in October, so don't miss out on this chance to learn from the pros. Classes in beginning and advanced acting and beginning voice are geared for ages 7 to adult, with some courses offered specifically for homeschool students. Call 515-7151, that's 515-7151, or visit westsideperformingarts.com.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Okay, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we are cruising through Saturday morning. Okay, well, we have in the studio Michelle Austin, and welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you.
We're talking about the healthcare crisis, getting a little history of how it all fell apart and why. And, we're moving around here a little, and we're going to talk about hospitals.
Yes.
They also have just a little role to play here in why premiums are so high for your average mom and pop.
Just a little role to play. You remember we were talking about the itemized bills. Insurance companies started offering rewards for fraudulent billing to combat those $125 cases of formula they were sending home and all the services that were not provided that they were billing for. I actually had a client call me because she got a statement from her insurance plan that said they were paying this, 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 and this for services that she had had at a hospital outpatient testing. And she said, I didn't have them. And I said, what do you mean you didn't have them? And she said, the doctor's office called me the night before and said they could not be there. They had to reschedule. So I never set foot in the hospital. And the hospital had billed her insurance company anyway, for every service that had been planned for that day. I called the hospital and said, she didn't have these services. And they said, yes, she did. And I said, no, she did not. The doctor's office canceled it the night before. I had to fight with them to get them to unbill the insurance company. And that was just one little tiny aspect of it. There was so much going on these 7-page hospital bills. So insurance companies started offering rewards, and they said, whatever you find on there that doesn't belong there, we'll give you half of it back, up to $1,000, because that's how serious this was getting to be. So hospitals, as a result, stopped sending people itemized billing. They just sent you a statement that says, these are the days you were here, this is how much your bill costs, this is how much your insurance paid, pay us the balance. One-page statement, no more itemization. Meanwhile, what we were finding is a lot of nonprofit organizations were reorganizing as not-for-profit because there is a huge difference between nonprofit and not-for-profit. Nonprofit means you don't make any money. Not-for-profit means you can make a lot of money, but as long as you spend it all on what you're doing, what your purpose is, you can keep that money and you still don't have to pay taxes on it. There are no state taxes, no federal taxes, no local taxes, no any kind of tax, no property taxes.
Wow.
So what we were seeing, I started doing some research on this, and in the early 2000s, what we were finding is, I have statistics, 7 Catholic hospital systems in the Southeast. Now, these are religious-based hospital systems. In the 3-year period, 2003, 2004, 2005, those 7 Catholic hospital systems were showing profits in the $1 billion per year range for that group. The following year, the profit increased for that group to just over $2 billion. I'm not talking revenue, I'm talking profit. Meanwhile, the hospital billing departments were beating up destitute people to try to get them to pay any little outstanding balance. They were threatening their credit. They were taking them to court, suing them for, you know, the last $100. And these were religious-based, not-for-profit organizations. Insurance companies started combating that by trying to reduce the amount of time people could spend in a hospital. I don't know if anybody remembers drive-through maternity. Insurance companies came up with a 24-hour limit on the amount of time a new mother could be in the hospital when a baby was born. That was to combat the enormous increases in the cost of hospital bills. What we were seeing is crazy things happen in insurance companies. You have open heart surgery and they're sending you home in 5 days now instead of a couple of weeks because they've got to get you out of there because the bills are getting to be so astronomical. So what happened is hospitals decided to change the way they provided services and they began doing everything on an outpatient basis instead of inpatient because now if the doctor said you had to come in for a test, you had to come in for the test. So instead of billing a 10% profit on that test, we were seeing profits of 250%, 350%, even 1,000% profit on some hospital services. And just so you have something to compare it with, the federal government pays hospitals 4 to 5% over cost for Medicare recipients and says hospitals can make a small profit at that rate. But for private insurance, hospitals are billing 250, 350, 1,000% profits. So now we're seeing just astronomical medical inflation due to hospitals wanting to get their piece of the pie.
Interesting. Okay. And then let's talk about how the pharmaceutical companies got in on this.
They didn't want to sit on the sidelines and watch everybody else make money. They wanted some too. So they began lobbying in the mid-1990s to be allowed to advertise on television prescription drug benefits. Prior to the late 1990s, you never saw an ad on TV for a prescription drug because they weren't permitted. In, I believe it was 1997, they were granted authorization to advertise on TV, and all of a sudden you saw a proliferation of TV ads for ask your doctor for whatever, and people started asking their doctor for these drugs that nobody had ever heard of before and nobody thought they needed. The difference to insurance companies was, for example, it's hay fever season, you sneeze, you run down to the store and you buy yourself a box of Alarest. Not anymore, because the television has told you that you need to ask your doctor for Allegra, and they've shown you a flowery commercial with floaty things all over in the air, and you're not sneezing, and you're happy, and you look good, so you better have Allegra.
That's right.
Allegra cost the insurance company about $70 a month at that time, as opposed to you spending $5 for your box of Alarest at the pharmacy. Now the insurance company is being billed $70 for that drug for 1 month. So if 100,000 people this month decided to ask their doctor for Allegra, that amounts to about $7 million in new claims in 1 month for one drug.
Wow. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with some happy information. So I'm teasing our guest. Right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Coming.
The United Way's Extreme Health Weekend, Saturday, October 1st. Watch or take part in weightlifting competitions, CrossFit Throwdown, Powerlift Meet, Pump and Run, bicycle rides, including the 100-mile Century, the 60-mile Metric, or the 32-mile Short Ride. Get your tickets now at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Other events like Zumba, a fun-filled event for all, put Reading on the map and beat the Guinness Book of World Records at 4 p.m. No experience needed. Get your tickets online at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Access the experts in the mini sports clinics, lacrosse, fly fishing, baseball, disc golf, rock climbing, fencing, yoga, golf, tennis, and much more. Just go to ExtremeHealthWeekend.com for clinic schedules and ticket purchases. Get in on a pasta bash by Mary's Pizza Shack Saturday at 5 p.m. followed by a sock hop. United Way's Extreme Health Weekend. Sponsored by Home Helpers, Record Searchlight, Birds Physical Therapy, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR 1460 AM.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Well, you know, you've been listening to Positively Healthy, and in our last 8 minutes, we're going to talk about some solutions to the problems, the rising cost of health care, the shift in the mentality of the consumer, kind of the profit game played a little bit everywhere by everybody. So how do we get out of this? How?
Well, there really is only one solution, and it is not a national health care program. The only way to fix this mess is to avoid medical claims, avoid medical expense. The only way to avoid incurring medical expense is to, again, assume responsibility for your own health. If you are dealing with Western medicine and you have the doctor is God mentality, you need to rethink that. There is no health in Western medicine. Western medicine is about treating your symptoms rather than restoring your health. Back in the mid-1950s, when polio was cured and the entire polio treatment industry shut down overnight because they no longer needed to manufacture iron lungs and all the other things that went along with polio, the medical care community suffered a devastating blow in the financial aspect, and that was back in 1955. They lost millions and millions of dollars overnight, and the thinkers got together and decided they wouldn't come up with cures anymore because that shut off the money supply. So what the medical care industry, Western medicine, has done is come up with treatments that manage your symptoms. They mask your symptoms so that you don't realize that you're sick anymore. And you think those drugs are making you well, but they're not. They're just alleviating symptoms so you can function. The only solution to the mess that is Western medicine and health insurance right now is to get healthy. Because if you get healthy, the claims shut off. If the claims shut off, insurance companies can dramatically reduce the cost of premiums again. The only route to good health is by detoxifying yourself and by treating yourself through naturopathic means, which costs hardly nothing and which is actually very effective. And that's kind of where we are. We've designed an insurance plan, the only insurance plan out there that still covers Western medicine, because if you fall off the roof and you break, you know, all your bones, you've obviously got to get yourself to an emergency room and get treated. But for illness, our insurance plan covers the full spectrum of naturopathic treatment and does it for very little money. If you want Western medicine, you're still going to have a big deductible, like in HSA plans now, $2,500. Some of them are $5,000, $6,000. In our plan, we incorporate a traditional health insurance coverage into a coverage that includes naturopathic remedies, but also channels people in that direction through financial incentives. Because if we can get you to think about your health and become healthy and do that for very few dollars, then as an insurer, we can dramatically reduce claims costs. We take it a step further. Employers pay an enormous amount of money for insurance right now. If they have a very good year and they have very few claims, the insurance company keeps all that extra money and uses it to offset claims from somebody who hasn't had a good year. The way our plan works is if the employer has a very good year, we actually refund the amount of unused money back to the employer at the end of the year. So there is actually incentive to promote this among employees as far as very little out-of-pocket expense if they go the naturopathic route. And a big reward for the employer at the end of the year if they have healthy employees. And, of course, a reward for employees because their payroll deductions are a lot smaller if their health insurance premiums are smaller.
And how do people find you?
You can go to sickofsick.com.
Okay.
Our website is aegisinsurancesolutions.com, but you can also get there with sickofsick.com.
Okay. And Aegis is A-E-G-I-S.
Correct.
Okay. So right now you are selling insurance, and there's an alternative medicine component, and then there's also conventional medicine component.
Right, exactly.
And not only are you selling this insurance, but any insurance agent anywhere can start selling this insurance.
In 46 states.
In 46 states. Okay,
correct.
What are your four states where it can't be sold?
New York is one of them. Hawaii is one of them. Alaska is one of them. And I forget what the other one is.
California isn't one. So,
yeah. California is a good one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So in our last just couple of minutes here, what can you tell people about your program that you think you've left out so far?
We actually cover nutrition supplements.
That's huge.
There is no other insurer that covers nutrition supplements. And I'm not saying you can go down to Walgreens and buy, you know, a multiple vitamin and have it covered. We cover specific supplements when prescribed for a diagnosed illness. And there's so much more that people need to know about this.
And I saw a lot of therapies that are very effective but not always covered that were part of the covered services also.
In traditional medicine, you'll see occasional coverage for acupuncture, for massage therapy, for chiropractic. You won't see coverage for much of anything else in the naturopathic realm. We actually cover 48 different modalities of naturopathic treatments, including things like Feldenkrais and Reiki and on and on and on. Because they are very effective, because they are very inexpensive, because they are so much less invasive than Western medicine, they are all around better for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm so used to that not being covered that I can't even get my mind around. Like, wow, that's just, are you sure? You should double check. Hey, I want to thank you for coming on today. You know, listeners out there, Michelle's going to be on Dr. Doug Craig's show tomorrow, which is called Wake Up Call, and that's at 11, so Sunday at 11. And so I don't know what all you're talking about with him, but I guess you can kind of maybe go from here forward or recap, or, you know, if there were things that were confusing to you, listener, excuse me?
I believe Doug Craig shows at 10 to 11.
Isn't it nice that we have a producer here? Okay, it's at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So thank you all for coming on the show. And Nate, thanks for chiming in. It's important. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR.